The author, a retired member of the Canadian Armed Forces who served in Afghanistan, writes in response to the federal government's inaction regarding the campaign by Valor in the presence of the enemy to award local veteran Jess Larischel and other military veterans the Canadian Victoria Cross, the nation's highest military honor. The federal Liberal government continues to sweep systematic racism under the rug in the awarding of the Victoria Cross. The current Canadian government does not care about its veterans and certainly doesn't care about those who gave all for their country. Its members compare their corner office, air-conditioned service, to democracy with the service given by those who fought and saw friends killed and maimed, and find themselves lacking. If they properly acknowledge these heroes of democracy, what would it make them? Would it point out that while they send men and women to die, they argue about the brand of sparkling wine in their private flights and office parties? These bureaucrats who start and bungle wars can't be burdened by acknowledging those who fight and win wars. Simply, I think these men and women in Parliament and in the back halls of the bureaucracy are too cowardly to recognize Canada's heroes. They are afraid that by recognizing a soldier with a Victoria Cross that they may have to fund and administer our military again properly, and that is something the current government has no intention of doing. See related. Letter. Request for Larischel Victoria Cross rebuffed. It's been a disrespectful journey trying to get someone recognized for valor. This government even booed Erin O'Toole for suggesting this motion in Parliament. Jeers and boos about recognizing valor. Pitiful. We've faced 2 years of stall tactics, refusals to accept responsibility and buck passing that equals one thing. Government doesn't want to acknowledge the sacrifice of our warriors. I want to put something very clearly. All we want is for the government to order a review of the medals issued for valor to make sure that through policy, racism, or other metrics Canadians haven't had their valor suppressed. We need to make sure that the government isn't suppressing the deeds of Canadians because the current government doesn't like the name of our highest award, the Victoria Cross. It's no secret that other than spending fortunes to attend ceremonies for our monarch, the Liberals have no love for the institution. Tell me this, what does that have to do with the sacrifice of the soldier on the ground? Of the current government, only Anthony Rota has supported a commission to re-examine whether any government since WW2 made a mistake by suppressing valorous medals. I appreciate Speaker Rota's support, but it can't end there. There must be someone in the Liberal government with the constitution to stand up to the Prime Minister and say, our sailors, soldiers and aviators deserve better than what we've given them. This continued suppression of valor is disgraceful. Government should feel ashamed of themselves. Captain, Rhett D. Mike Harrison, North Bay.